Damn it. Anyway, hey everybody, it's Thursday, and this fucking broadcast software. Ugh.
Your life is pain.
My life is pain. All right, I might now have it set the way that I want it set. Ah, I don't know why Scully doesn't just use his precious Winamp whenever he wants to do his show. Anyway,
you could get Norton Ghost and just make a ghost of his hard drive and be like
every night.
Yeah,
every Thursday when I do this. You know what I should really do is I should either start broadcasting from like a laptop or something,
or figure something
out. I should sit back in my office and just run a really, really long cord in here.
And we can shout.
Yeah, so that I can't hear you guys at all. Anyway.
We could Skype to each other. That would be a blast.
No, because I've never been able to broadcast using Skype because no computer I've ever had will broadcast using Winamp.
Set up a microphone and a can and a string running from the can. And you could just do everything over a...
Yeah, everybody could kind of yell into the can on this end.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I could sit in the can, because it's about halfway between our area here and my office.
Oh, man, did you see the, they updated the list of what songs are going to be in Guitar Hero 2?
Did they?
Yeah, and there's a Spinal Tap song.
Oh, yeah, okay. I saw it since that update. That's cool. There was some other stuff on there that I was kind of excited about, but in general, I was like, eh. You know.
Yeah, the Spinal Tap song was the only one that really wowed me. And War Pigs, that's a good song.
Yeah, I never remember how War Pigs goes.
The Pulp Fiction theme by...
Yeah.
That's a fast song.
Yeah, that's got to be... That's got to be really tricky on experts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I don't know why I was suddenly thinking that there was a Smith song on it, but I don't think that there is.
I don't remember.
But there was one thing that I was kind of excited about, as I recall, but I don't even remember what it was. So yeah, first show since the Hermit Clover enhancement.
Yep.
I've actually avoided the forums like so many plagues lately. I don't know how people feel about it. Presumably they will tell us tonight. Yeah, I guess we can just hop straight to questions. To head off any questions about the new Mr. Store familiars at the pass, we had some technical issues that led us to have some difficulty with getting the source artwork over to Hot Stuff to make the incredibly adorable animations for the new familiars.
So I can't believe you just said the word adorable.
Waiting on that. Oh, I know.
I think it was
in reference to you. I was actually making fun of you.
Aww. Adorable is a perfectly cromulent word.
No, adorable is a fine word for someone's grandmother to use.
Without the word adorable, all you have is cute. What word do you use to mean something that's extra cute?
I don't know.
Cute.
Try only talking about things that are violent or you know,
this
wow.
This is a great solution,
you know,
to this
like
problem.
Sharp. That looks really sharp. That's the kind of thing that a man would say about something. Or, wow, that looks really heavy. Not like, oh, wow, that thing looks really adorable.
Wow, that box full of newborn kittens is completely sharp and heavy.
Yeah, well, you know,
which is true. I'm going to shave with one right now.
A box of kittens might be heavy, and they got claws. See, those are the aspects you have to focus on. Like, real men don't like things that are cute. They like kittens because they know that they're cruel, or at least have the cruelty in them.
And are also delicious when roasted over an open fire.
That's true. Or when drowned in a bag.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's just deliciously ironic.
You could make soup.
It's not really ironic.
Have you ever made an omelet by mixing up some eggs and fixings in a big plastic bag and then throwing it into a boiling bucket of water?
No. Where would you get a boiling bucket of water?
How do you make a bucket for that in advance?
Oh. You can't just go down to the store. Hey, can I have a bucket of boiling water?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Here you go. Wow.
Careful with that.
So do you do that, like, camping or something?
You can do it camping. It's a kind of a waste of heat, though, to keep a big thing of stuff. If you go car camping, it's a nice way. It's what it's really good for is if you have, like, 30 people over for omelets, instead of having to make omelets for everybody on a skillet, which just takes forever because if you do each one individually, you, like, have everybody mix their own omelet in a bag, and then you stick it in this big pot, and it all cooks. It takes about 15 minutes.
I've never been to an omelet party.
Well, you haven't lived.
Wow. So then you just have an omelet that's shaped exactly like a bag?
Like the inside of a bag.
And the bag doesn't melt?
No. It's only boiling water. If you don't, if you forget to like press the air out of it, the bag will explode in the pot, and your will kind of evaporate. Actually, it just sort of like
just disappears.
It disappears.
Wow.
Into thin space.
And then everybody around you suddenly has a lung full of eggs the next day.
Yes.
I mean, boiling water only gets up to 212. So.
Yeah, I would have thought 212 was enough to melt plastic.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I guess boiling water doesn't melt like a plastic spoon.
Yeah.
Or a plastic, I don't know, like tape recorder.
Do you frequently boil tape recorders?
Well, I mean, sometimes when I record things that are dirty.
Oh, the cat's all up on.
What is the cat doing?
He's knocking shit off the shelf.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Zangetsu.
He could knock his ass off the air conditioner.
Yeah, Zangetsu, air conditioners are not for cats. Whoa! And that's why. All right. Well, I guess we could jump into the questions. LSK says, when do you wake up / go to bed?
About 1 and noon.
It's been pretty random for me. For a while there, I was sleeping like, I'd go like 36 hours and then sleep for 12 or 14. But right. Now I'm getting up at like 8:30 in the morning and going to bed at like 10.
That's really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
I've gone to sleep for the past 2 days at 8 a.m. and been promptly woken up an hour later by someone delivering and or installing a dishwasher.
Oh, well.
And then I've been unable to go back to sleep for a couple hours and then woken up like 2 hours later. So, I haven't really slept that much the past couple days.
I would say that on average, I probably sleep from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. That I tend to go to bed within an hour or two on either direction of 5 a.m. and wake up within an hour or two of 1 p.m.
That's generally what happens to me, but I don't know. It randomizes depending on, because like if I get involved in something like reading a book or playing a video game or something, I'll put off going to sleep for as long as possible, and it really scrambles my schedule.
I'm hoping to maybe utilize some jet lag to fix my sleep schedule at some point in the future.
Are you really reaching, Art?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, every time I go on a trip and then I come back, like, every time I fly west, it kind of fixes it. It makes it so I get up earlier, and typically, my sleep schedule, I'm like, I'm dissatisfied with it all the time, but if it was just shifted by 2 or 3 hours, I'd be fine. And usually, going on a trip for a few days and then coming back west, like 2 or 3 hours, time zone-wise, just puts the sleep schedule exactly where I want it. Hmm. And it's like, all right, now I'm getting up at 9 or 10 in the morning, and I think it's okay to get up at 9 or 10 in the morning. The problem with constantly waking up at, like, 3 is that I never fucking make it out of the house while anything is still open. And so it's impossible to, like, really accomplish anything that relates to the real world at all.
Dude, the Beowulf just beat someone up.
Oh, poor man. That's awesome that we see when that happens now.
Yeah.
LlamaMan58 says, why do the giants have electricity? To run their appliances. Duh. They're up. They live on top of a cloud. Like, the ground is made of lightning. How would they not have... I mean, it doesn't take a Benjamin Franklin to discover electricity when they live on top of bolts of lightning.
Maybe that's how we should solve our energy problems.
By living on top of bolts of lightning?
Yeah.
We could ride the lightning. Metallic has been urging that we do that for many years now.
Yeah.
Tommy Tom says, the new item in the month is Taossom, but I'm sad because I tend to play hardcore. Well, I'm sad because you tend to play hardcore, too.
You wouldn't have been sad about maybe 30 minutes after it had gone live when it was available in hardcore.
Oh, wow.
There were a number of bugs that we found, just because we haven't done a Mr. Store item that was familiar equipment in forever.
Oh. And I think I did that one just entirely.
Well, they're all fixed. So.
What else was wrong?
You could also equip it in hardcore using the terrarium equip thing, which is completely my fault.
Oh, right.
And also, it wasn't showing the messages for whenever it hit something. That
right, the physical
thing,
it's
been attacking the shadow.
All right, I fixed that, too.
Get that? Yeah.
And it would have been attacking the tower monsters, but I also fixed that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, yeah. We have a lot more... everything we do is so fucking complicated now.
Yeah.
Because it has to take 9,000 different things into consideration. So last week or on Monday, somebody recommended that Nexus War game. They said it was like Urban Dead with all the faults removed.
Oh, yeah. Did you try it?
I did. Unlike Urban Dead, I am compelled to continue playing it, though, like Urban Dead, I'm not sure why. let's say that I were just mysteriously compelled to play Urban Dead some more. I wouldn't understand why that was. It's the same model. It's grid-based. It's got the same, every time I log back in, I'm dead aspect, which is a little frustrating. But the cost of death in the game is pretty limited. You don't lose your inventory, which, in my mind, the inventory is probably the most interesting thing.
Cool.
You know, it took me a while. I started a new character just to see what would happen. Because the first, 2 days that I played, I just didn't gain a single experience point. And I'm like, wow, that's... At this rate, I'm never going to make it to level 2, because at a rate of 0 experience points per day, it'll take me, 100 divided by 0 days.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I was like, you know what, I don't think I'm going to last that long. When I made another character, I actually read the descriptions of all the starting skills instead of just picking one at random. although, you know what, I did kind of glance at them, and it said searching. So I'm like, all right, searching. Seems like I'd find stuff. Stuff in a game is usually kind of a substitute for experience. Stuff is a substitute for stats. You know, stuff gives you good, fun things to do with your time rather than just walking around punching things or whatever. So I'll focus on searching. So I did that. And found a bunch of crap, but none of it was really anything that you could do anything with. It's got... the combat is kind of like Urban Dead. If you want to attack somebody else, all right, they start out with 50 hit points. Your starting weapon has a 10% chance to hit and does 1 damage.
Wow! So 500 Great. Attacks later...
Yeah, and you get 50 actions in a day.
Oh, so it takes 10 days to
kill someone. One level 1 character to kill another level 1 character takes 10 days worth of action. And
which doesn't make any sense.
Is there anything else in the game to kill?
No. There are, as far as I can tell, absolutely no...
Is there any other way to learn experience?
No marks. There's no experience. There are other ways to learn experience, as I discovered today. If you... use a first aid kit on somebody, you get some experience. So
basically everyone runs around healing everyone else?
No, because once you've healed somebody to full, you can't get any more experience, and first aid kits are relatively difficult to find.
Oh, wow.
You have to spend a lot of turns searching at a hospital. So, with my searching character, I would all right, I'm going to search for 10, 15 turns, find a first aid kit, use it on somebody which takes another turn, you get 5 experience. I'm like, okay. Then I used it again, and it gave me 3 experience because they only had 3 damage left on them, and I was like, son of a bitch. And then by the time I decided to run somewhere else, I was out of turns. So I couldn't hide, which actually, now that I think about it, it's probably a waste of time to even hide, because both times that I've logged off, I've hidden beforehand, and then both times the next day when I've logged back on, I've been dead. So then I read through the skills again. You're allowed to make more than 1 character associated with an account, which, you know, is a good idea. Something that I think is good compared to Urban Dead, at least. So I looked through the starting skills, and it was like, oh, this is a good one for earning experience. I'm like, oh, cool, earning experience. That's something that I want to do. So I went, engineering as a skill, and you start with this toolkit, which allows you to either remove... locations from the power grid or try and restore power to locations and repair doors that have been broken, and all of those things give you experience. However, they all give you experience at the rate of 1 experience per turn.
And so how many do you need to get to level 2?
So you need 100 experience to get to level 2. It's 2 days. Well, sort of. It's 2 days minus the amount of time it takes you to move from place to place, finding places that finding broken doors.
So if you find something on the power grid, can you take it off the power grid and then put it back on the power grid and then take it off?
I didn't try because the act of taking it off uses 5 turns.
Oh.
And the act of putting it back on uses 5 turns.
Oh, well, so then that's not 2 days. That's... And you get 1 experience point for doing that, or 5?
No, you get 5 experience points. So if you were to just do that, let's say you can take it off and put it back on and get experience for it. Because
maybe
you can.
Still 2 days.
Is it 2 days? It's 10 turns equals 5 experience. So
assuming
it's
you start in a place that.
No, it'd be 4 days if you could keep. It takes 5 turns to remove power.
Oh, you only get.
You
experience.
Don't. You do not get experience for removing power. You only get experience for restoring power. It becomes 4 days if that trick works to do it reliably. I don't know if you lose experience when you die because it wasn't until today
that you had
that I ever gained any experience. But luckily, I will undoubtedly end up with both of my characters getting killed at some point in the next 10 or 15 minutes, so I can log on and check. I want to like it. I want it to be good. Maybe it is. I started wondering, okay, could we make... And I remember having this conversation with Fusiliban when we were all here for Con. He was playing Travian. And I remember sitting around talking. I don't remember who all was in here, but my question is, could you make a tick-based game that is fun?
I bet you could.
Spoon!
Some people like tick-based games. Fusiliban, for one, seems to like Travian. My wife has started playing a lot of Utopia, which I immediately abandoned when I discovered Earth 2025, the other game that the Utopia people make, because it's turn-based rather than tick-based. I don't know that you're really accomplishing more in a turn-based game than you are in a tick-based game. It's just that...
Well, isn't the difference just that, like, instead of getting X number of turns... Whenever rollover happens, you get them spread out over the day.
Well, yeah, but it's also start something and instead of using a certain number of resources all at once to build a building, you start building it and it's like, all right, come back in 20 minutes and your building will be built.
Oh,
kind of thing.
Yeah, and there's also no way to increase the number of ticks that you get.
Yeah.
So there would be no eating or boozing.
I see.
I mean, you know, the ticks are not always the only sort of resource that you have, right? So
true.
I mean, you can increase the amount of stuff that you can do, but we were talking. You used to play Planetarian, you said.
Once or twice. Yeah.
The first time I tried to play it, I was like, okay, I got my ship, got my stuff here. I'm gonna go to another planet, and then I clicked to go to that planet, and it was like, all right, come back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and you'll be at this planet. And I'm just like, yeah, okay, not going to be paying much attention once I get to that planet. And that's all I did.
I was in with a big group of people that I had known from another online community, and we waged wars against other, dumb clans and stuff.
That was Fusiliban said that he had some very satisfying experiences playing Urban Dead, but they were him and a group of Warehouse 23 people doing something in the game,
the advantage of a tick-based game is definitely multiplayer.
Yeah.
Whereas a game like ours has no multiplayer, basically, and besides the chat.
Yeah, well, and I mean the trade system and whatever. I mean, and you know,
but there's no actual like immersive multiplayer like you would get from playing StarCraft or World of Warcraft or
tick-based
game.
But see, I don't necessarily believe that Urban Dead has immersive. I mean, you are interacting with people who are logged off, but their characters still exist as these kind of defenseless shells in the world. So, I mean, I guess to a certain extent, I mean, maybe if you, I never really paid a lot of attention to the messages. If you could do something that would make your person act when you weren't there, for instance, you know, if you fought back.
Yeah, if you could get on autopilot or something.
Yeah, I mean,
my friend Michael Rankin, he suggests. I sent you this suggestion once before. It was his asteroid mining game.
Yeah.
It's the same sort of thing. It was sort of meant to be an exercise in creative scripting,
right?
Where you program your little asteroid droid and send them off to do stuff, and what he does depends on how you programmed him.
Kind of like Robo Rally or something, maybe?
Yeah.
Sort of. I kind of read that as a cross between, like, Star Control 2 and what was that?
I don't know.
There was a game. I don't remember what it was called. It was this DOS game that was not, I'm not going to say it was popular, but it was, like,
Elite.
Fondly cited a lot of the time. No, it was a game where you programmed a robot, and it was all done in just like ASCII. It was
I don't know.
It was a game where the entire game consisted of you just programming a battle bot, basically. That's the thing that bugs me about, like, robot wars on TV, is those aren't fucking robots.
Yeah,
they're just,
yeah.
They're remote-controlled cars with a saw on them.
See, like, I think that's pretty cool, but it's not robots.
It's cool, but it's not robots. The thing is, an actual, like, you know, if they actually programmed the robots to interact, most of the battles, I think, would just be, like, one robot spinning in a circle on one side of the battlefield and the other robot spinning in a circle on the other side, you know, so it wouldn't be all that entertaining. But,
Vlad the Impaler.
They could pick the greatest hits and show them. But no, I wish I could remember what the hell the name of that game was. I never actually got...
Sounds like Core Wars?
Core Wars, yeah. That was it. Yeah.
Cool.
So, all right, Riff knows. Yeah, but basically like a cross, but like where you were, you know, like Star Control 2, where you had, you know, you had to buy the robots or whatever, you know, and you had to go from place to place and trade stuff. But then when it actually came to gathering the resources, and Nightmare says, are you talking about Core Wars? Because yeah. Yes.
It sounds like
when it's time to actually gather the resources, it's entirely based on what you've programmed the robot to do. I mean,
if there was something like entertaining you could do when you were out of ticks or whatever, like if in the
like
game
gambling
you
mini games,
yeah, or
yeah.
Something like you know, you set your ship and it says, all right, you'll land on the planet at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. I mean, if there was still something you could do in the game. When you felt like playing it then,
yeah,
that would alleviate a lot of the...
I think that's the biggest problem that I had with any of those was... And I mean, I don't know that I would be that much more satisfied with KOL if I discovered it, but I feel like I would be. I mean, I feel like, you know, I would be less pissed to log on and find out that a monster had found me and killed me than just some asshole, you know,
yeah,
who probably
yeah.
only got 5 experience for spending the entire day killing me, you know, like.
But I gotta imagine you were killed by some high-level character that,
yeah,
as opposed to just a team of, although maybe that's the other way, is you get 10 people to attack one target, and you can kill them in one day or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but only one guy gets the experience, I think.
Well, unless you get experience for doing damage.
Hmm. But only once they die or something.
I mean, though that'd be tricky, because what if you didn't kill him, and then somebody else kills him days later? Do you get experience for the damage that you did the first time?
Yeah, and what if he heals in the meantime?
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine that since it gives you experience at the time that you heal 5 hit points from somebody, that it would probably give you experience for damaging somebody, too. I mean, I think that the thing about, probably the reason that there are not, like, mobs to kill in Nexus Wars is that killing is... It's not necessarily frowned upon, but there's, like, a morality system where you're either good or evil, and violence against other players counts as evil. It's, like, a way to gain experience, but you also, like, it's kind of the opposite of healing in terms of what kind of character you're playing, you know? I guess fixing stuff and trying to restore order. I mean, if you could make a game, like, you know, where you had a... That's the other thing about this. You have a definite impact on the world, right? Like,
yeah.
Somebody fixing the door... You know, somebody presumably, like, barricading the door or whatever and gaining experience for that. Not only getting experience for that, but also, you know, making it harder to kill the people who are hiding inside that building at that time.
That's part of the reason why I love Tribes. The Tribes game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can do things like that. You can play passive roles. You can repair. You can deploy, you know, well, turrets or, like, walls or something. And, you know... play a defensive role rather than just, you know, being all, ah, kill, kill.
I mean, that was kind of what got me excited about Tribes when my friend described it to me, but every time I actually tried to do it, it was like, no, you gotta stay on offense all the time or we're gonna lose. Yeah. And I was like, okay. yeah, anyway. Let's look at these questions. We answered the ridiculous ones, like, why do the Giants have electricity? Rowden says, if you give Seaside Town a port, will you still need it, or will you still need to get to the beach to get to the island? Yes.
Were we talking about giving Seaside Town a port?
Well, talking about how it's completely closed off from the sea, so it being Seaside Town is kind of... And I was like, when we give it actual stone walls, we should also give it a port.
Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's one of those ironic nicknames.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, you and Mr. Skullhead seem to not like a lot of the stuff that the other likes. Fat Boy Slim, Bit of Honey. How did you stay friends for so long? We met in the middle on a handful of things. They might be giants. Oatgan says, any possibility to put inedible items in a taco? I want to eat a box taco. Yeah, actually, one of the things on Xenophobe's to-do list is to make a taco item for every item in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Including tacos.
Yeah, which is really going to suck.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's just something to keep him busy.
Pretty much.
Bobby Nopan says, when using the plastic pumpkin bucket in a fight with an enemy without any elementalness to it, is the neutral damage it takes the same as that of an elemental monster? No. Fighting an elemental monster, it will pick an element that will get doubled. So, fighting a non-elementally aligned monster, it does half the damage that it would. And then he also says, is the damage the pumpkin inflicts in a range or depending on the weight of the familiar? Well, both. It's in a range that depends on the weight of the familiar.
Yeah.
It also feels at home within that range.
Yeah. I changed, before the pumpkin went live, after I added a bunch of Mr. Skullhead's messages, I changed it to where it would do either of the two types of damage that would do double the damage.
Oh, nice, nice. That's good.
As I was always doing the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I picked it based on the way that the Scrolls of Ancient Forbidden Unspeakable Evil did. So we could do the same thing with that, too, if you felt like recoding that.
If I get Nitch, I'll go itch it. It'll be scratchy. It's like a wool sweater.
Uh-huh.
Arcane says, I know you guys don't like one-to-one zaps, but it would be nice if the frilly skirt could zap into the maiden wig.
Huh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Walla Walla 23 says, Jick, please say always. It sounds so cool when you say it, not like my boring Pittsburgh speak. How always? Do people in Pittsburgh say always?
No different than anyone else as far as I'm aware. Although, I don't know, maybe. I'm not... Most of the people I hung around with in Pittsburgh weren't native, so I only very rarely heard the incredibly bizarre Pittsburgh accent.
Huh.
Which kind of sounds like a mixture. It sounds like kind of like a cross between Texas and Scotland. It's very odd.
I can't even imagine.
Next time you're in a room with Nightmare, get him to do the Pittsburgh accent for you.
Okay, I will. Although, I try to avoid being alone in a room with Nightmare as long as this was. Yeah. Huh. Fred Levi says, we found a real-life cheat code. If you hold the walk button at the crossroads near campus for 10 seconds, when the walk light turns on, it plays a song. Neat.
Whoa.
I would imagine that's probably a feature for the blind.
Probably.
Because near campus at ASU, all of the walk signs make noise when they switch. Loud, too. You can hear them from inside a car with the windows rolled up. Jump the Shark says, why is the Ouija Squeegee the only familiar equipment besides the flavored gravy fairies that is undiscardable? I don't know. What about... Is the other Mr. Store familiar accessories... Can those be auto-sold? Like the sharpening stone?
All of them should be auto-sellable.
I mean, the Ouija Squeegee doesn't... or the Ouija Squeegee...
I could just give it an auto-sell value right now.
Yeah, just give it the same auto-sell as the Smile Sharpening Stone. Because it doesn't come up from anywhere other than the arena, right? There's
right.
No reason for it to be different than all that stuff. Yeah, so, all right. Way to go, Jump the Shark.
The familiar equipment for the Gravy Fairies is not auto-sellable because it's harder to get than normal.
Yeah, and it doesn't come out through...
the arena. But the Ouija Squeegee does come from the arena, and it should have an auto-sell item, and it now does. Because we can make changes like that really quick, and it's really cool.
Indeed. All right. I'm trying to remember to hold this thing up that makes me not time out. Bunny Bandler says, just so you guys know, Stargazer 67 is going to be out of town until the 16th. Please upload the shows on time until then, because otherwise there won't be any copies up. Thanks. Yeah, I, you know.
But what if we don't want to upload them on time? What if we want to wait 2 hours? Huh? 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 Huh?
I've been trying to do that right after the show every time, and I think in general I've done an okay job. Evang says, when I look at KOL, all the humor seems relatively consistent, despite it being done in different time frames. Is there anything you find painfully lame looking back? The only thing that ever really bothers me is, like, fart jokes in the haiku dungeon.
Yeah, I think those are sort of inconsistent with the rest of the game.
I think it's probably time to... What I was thinking about today was actually, I don't think it would be too tricky at this point. Well, for me, it would be too tricky, but we could make that a viable zone if it had some monsters in it, and it wouldn't be that hard to just make a bunch of monsters that their descriptions were haikus and their all their hit and miss texts were haikus. Ooh, ooh. And then we'd write haiku versions of all the weapon attack texts and for everything that...
I'm glad that's not my job.
Combat items do.
Stay tuned for the new haiku dungeon coming out...
2012.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's... What? Nightmare says, also fix the art for the base classes. Fuck you. Those are cool. Actually, yeah. That is one thing. Some of the art is pretty inconsistent. Mm. The whole everybody's heads got bigger over
bigger,
time.
Yeah.
The kingdom just contracted a giant case of encephalitis.
Yeah. It's evolution.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. That's the haiku dungeon is about the only thing that when I look at it, I don't like it. It made me kind of angry that that's the only thing they wanted to show on a tech TV interview. Mm. I was really glad that it wasn't one of the especially fart joke centric ones.
Which one was it?
It was a yard of stout beer bellowing drunkenly while kicking goblin ass or whatever. Which, you know, that's you know, close enough. But yeah, I think it's probably time to, just speaking of which, probably time to rotate that out. We had talked about, you know, replacing the content in there periodically anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know that we want to write a million more limericks.
I don't know about periodically, but we can do it.
At least doing it once.
Yeah.
Let's see, Fred Levi's cheat code thing. Bob333 says, I'd pay 10 Mr. A's for a familiar that had full function of Elemental Gravy Fairies, NPZR, Volleyball, Leprechaun, Badger, and Doppelshifter. Just saying. Oh, and
yeah.
Starfish. Yeah, well.
No, I'd say 20.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, it does everything that all 20... How many familiars? Are there like 55 familiars
57.
Now?
57.
Why don't we just... In a row?
We could just sell... Yeah. We could just sell auto ascend buttons for 100 Mr. A.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just gives you any skill.
Solves all the solves
gives you
all
yeah.
The
it just resets you to level one. Gives you any skill that you want, or it gives you a skill at random. It doesn't use any resources. You just keep hitting it until you have all the skills.
That's a good idea.
And yeah.
Well, it would have to be consumable.
That's true.
For 100 Mr. A. Draxtwin says, I mean, wait, two questions. One, and I'm sure it's been discussed before, but why no eat/drink multiple? Secondly, kudos on Spooky Raven with the exception of the animal skeleton. Neat! they like all the parts of Spooky Raven that I designed.
And they don't like the one that I designed, which I designed to be an utter bastard.
Yeah, I know.
Mission accomplished.
I mean,
it's paid.
He says, I mean, after however many boring-ass adventures of Conservatory, it seems designed to pressure people to head to the mall, which I thought was a bad thing. Make repeats less likely? Well, you know, Riff wanted it to take a certain commitment to get it by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, we were considering making them untradeable, just so you know.
Yep.
Not for very long. I didn't like the idea of making them untradeable, but...
We were also considering making them tradable but not mollable, but that would have required more coding.
Yeah, it's, you know, I honestly don't see anything wrong with somebody getting the first 50, you know, they spend a couple of days getting the first, you know, 60, 70 bones, and then go to the mall for the ones that they don't have, because, you know.
Might I add, looking up the bones in the mall sucks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That was part of the reason why I didn't mind so much.
Because finding the bone you need in the mall is going to be an utter bastard.
The limitation to 10 is rough.
Yeah, we really need to change that. It probably doesn't need to be the way that it is anymore.
I mean, if you know which bone you're looking for, it's easy enough to search for that.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess people... There's like a Grease Monkey script that does it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite reason to not do anything.
Yeah.
They're doing my job for me and paying me for it. It's great.
The why no eat / drink multiple? I don't actually know. I think that for the most part I was always against it because I didn't want to code it. The way that code works now, it wouldn't be all that hard, I guess.
I don't know. It just It's making the kingdom too much, you know.
Yeah, too.
You know.
Too,
there's a word for it.
KOL Mafia-like?
Yes.
I'm thinking of Progress Quest. Progress Quest.
Aflac.
Aflac.
I don't know. Yeah. But then again, you know, why don't we make everything not multi-usable?
Yeah.
You know, if we're going to do that.
I say that eating and drinking is going to be, at most, a very short percentage of your day.
Yeah. For the most part, everybody's eating, what, like 3 of something?
Yeah.
Everybody who's really optimizing, the kind of people who would really want to do that. I mean, it would be... It would be one thing if... The thing is, I reserve the right to have food do stuff every once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there aren't that many things that do it now. There aren't that many things that have, you know, something interesting happen when you eat them, but there's the possibility for it, and having to code around multi-usability on that. Like, it got to the point, like, on the quill pens, there was a completely different set of code for using one versus multi-using it, because I didn't want to have to write 5 different versions of all the, you know, well, you have enough inkwells but not enough pieces of paper, so how do I describe what happens there? You know, like I could with one, where it has to just keep checking pluralizations everywhere. And, you know, that kind of sucks. That just as an aside, that kind of sucked. But it seems to work. Yeah. Okay. I'm looking at the artwork.
It done got artwork, yo.
You know, I still kind of like the idea of the lair of the well-drawn kobolds.
Really?
Yeah. I think we should have the pretentious artist draw some kobolds.
I don't know about actually putting it in like that, you know. I don't know.
Maybe if someone's listening, they can start a forum thread about it.
How would people feel?
Yeah.
Would the humor be different in there as well?
How do you mean?
What about the items they dropped?
No, because it's just the kobolds that are well drawn.
They could be well drawn and then use not well drawn items, and like a kobold's all well drawn. He's got this little stick figure spear.
Huh.
My chair is creaky.
This desert is broken.
So apparently the number one Urban Dictionary definition for Mr. Skullhead is to fuck someone in the clit.
Oh, man.
Huh.
I should have seen that coming.
Whoa, weird. Is Urban Dictionary doing some kind of weird related definitions thing now? Because the fourth definition for Mr. Skullhead is actually Kingdom of Loathing.
Huh.
Maybe it's because Mr. Skullhead appears in a definition, so this is just actually search results.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, okay, that's what it did. All right. Oh, weird. I think Hot Stuff, that is probably fine.
Okay.
Yay! Although, maybe if periodically, I don't know how hard this would be, periodically one of the other legs moved.
Yeah, we can do it.
You know, just a little bit.
Yep.
Because it's weird that only the two...
Well, I just didn't want him to look like he's dancing. Because, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but, I can do that.
Yeah, you know, maybe for every 10 times the top legs move back and forth, the bottom legs could just go kind of, twitch a little bit.
Yep.
All right.
Good luck.
Walla Walla 23 says, I've been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Highest birth rate on Earth.
What? That's really funny.
Durgle says, if we're able to attack without a weapon, shouldn't you be able to equip 2 offhand items and still be able to attack? No. I'm never going to let you equip offhand items in the main hand. It's just never going to happen.
They're offhand items.
By definition.
Yeah.
Offhand, I say that's a terrible idea.
I mean, if you're ambidextrous, you technically don't have an on hand. So, I mean...
You're lucky, Fleller.
I guess you don't have an offhand is what I meant. So,
damn it. Either way, you're lucky we didn't arbitrarily restrict your gameplay.
Yeah, because we should make it so if you have dual wield, you can't use any offhand items anymore.
That's a good plan.
Courtney O'Kay says, send, right? Please stop making me fight Snow Queens right after I give my hobo booze. And don't say you're not doing it intentionally. Your lies can't fool me. Yes, they can. You're getting sleepy. Get it? I was hypnotizing him. Grug the Just says, a stab bat-esque cold-based familiar, the bipolar bear. I thought that was funny the first time it was suggested, and then somebody pointed out that it was some character from The Tick.
Yeah.
Evang says, by the way, I like the clover changes a lot because it makes the system a lot more fun to play around with. It's a nerf, but not one without benefits. Good jorb. I don't know that there are benefits to it. I mean, there are benefits to the overall balance of the game.
Well, there's, you don't have to worry about, I'm not sure how much I want
to
spoil.
Being able to complete a hardcore run too fast? You mean, you don't have to worry about that?
You don't have to, well,
never mind.
Frequency of clover availability is greater.
Yeah.
Just not volume.
Yeah.
There's one thing about how we make profit. It's volume, volume, volume.
Don't you mean volume, volume, volume?
Yeah.
Because your volume was too low.
I see.
On your volume.
I get it.
QOV says, please don't spoil new areas in updates. I haven't found the new areas yet, so I'm avoiding chat. It would be bad if the updates spoiled my efforts. Did I spoil something in an update? Did I say something about the quest starting in Spooky Raven or something?
Maybe.
I said there's a new mini questy type thing in the manor somewhere. So sorry if that was spoilerific or tastic. Or spoiler.
If you listen to our radio show, we've probably already spoiled it a lot more than that.
Yeah. C-Raid says it seems that whitelisting is somewhat broken. Sometimes people on a whitelist enter clans that rank normal member instead of the rank they had in their whitelist entry. Furthermore, this has the effect of changing their whitelist rank to normal member, requiring attention from someone with whitelist access and the appropriate rank to repair it. Huh. This is behavior I've seen personally in two clans I'm whitelisted in, and many other have reported, but it's only occasional behavior.
I've never heard a report.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten a report of that either.
Yeah. If anyone else can, like, reproduce this problem, let me know. But
when you edit a rank, what does it do to people who are whitelisted at that rank? I don't remember
nothing.
If I ever actually
nothing.
Tried to deal
Clan
with that.
Clan ranks are in their own table.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
But it's not actually, like, joined or something to the whitelist. It's just, if you were to delete a rank and then make a new rank.
Oh, I don't know. Here, let me.
It would. I don't know what it does if you delete a rank. If you delete a rank, it should reset everybody whitelisted at that rank to being whitelisted at rank 0. But I don't know.
Yeah, it totally. It's update whitelist set level equals 0, where rank equals which rank.
Oh, okay.
It totally
does.
That's
good.
So what may be happening there, C-Wraith, is that someone is messing with your ranks, and whenever your rank got deleted, it got reset.
Basadilla points out, with the new limit on clovers from the Hermit, that makes it harder on St. Sneaky Pete's Day to get to the special drunken stupor via green beer. Make it unlimited those days?
No, because if you do it right, you should only need 3 to 4.
Okay.
The thing is that I think people think that they need to get up to 30 drunk in order to get those adventures. When you don't, you only need to get to 26.
Oh.
So if you're able to drink, that usually means you can get up to 23 or 22, you know, just by your own.
Yeah, I would also, if we were going to solve it, if we looked at it and it was not, if it was possible for it to not be possible to get up there, all we'd have to do would be to, like, add a drunkenness to the green beer.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't see any reason not,
also,
to,
if
not
you,
to do that.
Also, participating in holiday content isn't supposed to be at the cost of your speed run or.
Well, right, but you shouldn't have to maul for it. Hmm. You know, you shouldn't, like.
You can, I mean,
you can also farm clovers
in advance and, yeah.
In other places.
I
mean,
so we could just cut out the middleman and have the hermit selling green beer on.
I don't know
Sneaky
about
Pete's
that.
Day.
I mean, you could plan ahead for your ascensions by going Moxie sign that week, or whatever the period is for your ascensions, depending on if you're fast or slow.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
I mean, you get the guaranteed green beer and the whatchamacallit, the brewery. There are multiple ways around this problem. You can farm 31337 scrolls.
That's true.
There's, I mean, Clovers from the Hermit is not the only solution. It's not the panacea, or however the hell you pronounce that.
Tommy Tom says, I see that the Dungeons of Doom cues can now give you teleportitis even after you've read the book. That's really fantastic, because I was just thinking I hadn't been wasting enough turns.
I think they've always done that.
They are, yeah, nothing has changed.
Yeah. Woo, nothing has changed.
They can, you know, you can just use a Echo eye drop, antidote, green, softy, sponge.
If you equip the Amulet of Endor, it'll prevent you from level teleporting. Too bad Teleportitis isn't level teleporting, though.
Yeah. Matthew720 says, why not put race versus race type of things? If not race versus race, this thing called rank, angel, or demon, side by either and fight for them.
What?
I
can't argue with that. I really can't.
I can't either. Novanite21 says, why does my familiar do 0 plus 50 elemental damage with the pumpkin bucket instead of just 50 elemental? There might be something weird about the way that the damage array is being populated. I know that there used to be... I introduced a bug that caused that to happen when I put in another element into that array because it was counting elements to see what the...
Huh.
Damage.
I'll have to look at that when I'm not on the radio.
Yeah, totally. Enough. That'll be pretty easy to fix because it's just a cosmetic thing. LlamaMan58 says, since they have beards, are the goats giants? Conversely, if you wear a goat beard, are you a giant?
Yes.
No, because the goats don't have goatees.
Does that mean that I'm a giant?
Yes.
All right.
Hot stuff is a giant.
Can I be a giant,
man.
Too?
And so is Benjamin Franklin.
So is
and
did Benjamin Franklin have a goatee?
Well, Lord Spooky Raven.
Okay.
What?
Lord Spooky Raven is Benjamin Franklin with a goatee.
Yeah.
What?
So that Hot Stuff would have a costume.
Oh.
At the costume party, he was dressed as Lord Spooky Raven.
I thought you were just dressed as Benjamin Franklin.
Well, that too.
Jump the Shark says, what's the weirdest thing that ever happened when meeting a fanboy / girl? I don't...
What was the question?
What's the weirdest thing that ever happened when meeting a fanboy / girl? The cactus thing.
How many boys / girls have we met?
Well, it's one in person, one in the chat, yeah.
So, whatever the weirdest thing was with that person.
Yeah, I don't know what the weirdest thing that happened with the one... Nightmare says, you got married to her.
Oh,
that wasn't weird.
I don't understand where the joke was.
Math says, speaking of nonplus from your October 2nd show, you use nonplus to apparently mean not bothered in both dictionary and facsimile dictionary out of the chasm messages and one of the magic shell failure messages. Well,
wow.
So nobody ever reported those.
Over the KO wiki as opposed to just reading all the text for nonplus.
Madeline says, shouldn't the Mystic Seal in the Daily Dungeon be banished to Hades instead of Hell, like it says now? Yeah, probably. ZoomBeanie666 says, hey, Jake, I had an idea for encouraging people to use stuff other than the volleyball. Why not have familiar fatigue, where if you use the same familiar for too long, it becomes less effective, down to a minimum of 60% or so?
That was one of the things we were considering.
Well, it wasn't. It wouldn't have affected those familiars. Combat familiars would start out like twice as strong. They would start out acting twice as often as they do now, and then after like round 10 or 15, be acting 50% as often, which everybody just told me this makes them even worse.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, the problem is really with things that only act at the end of combat, I guess.
Yeah. Evang says, Zach Jick Johnson sounds catchy. Shut up. I'm going to have 3 kids and name them Zach, Jick, and Johnson, so I can call them all to dinner and twist my tongue at the same time.
That's a good plan.
Then he says, I'm not allowed to have kids.
Call them Jim and Bexley after Jim Bexley Speed.
What?
It is Red Dwarf.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Evang says, congrats on making a mini quest that wasn't completely deciphered on the wiki by the time I got home. Wow, yeah. You could just not read the wiki if that kind of thing bothered you.
Must read KOL wiki. Ah!
Bahu says, while getting those last three dusty bones, in hardcore at that, it seems that the skeletal monkey and anglerbush always get the jump on me. Intentional? Makes sense narratively. The anglerbush, yeah. Yes. The anglerbush...
The monkey as well. I adjusted it.
Oh, okay. What did you put it at?
Same as wherever the anglerbush was. I think it's 300.
300, okay.
Wow.
So it's not impossible to get the jump on them. I've done it, but then I'm like level 15, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know. It probably is. If you just really, really out-leveled it, you could get the jump.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about... I started making a list the other day of things that I want codable as specials for monsters, and I want one that's just always gets the jump on you.
Oh, cool.
And I was thinking that it might also be cool to have things that always hit you on the first round, if it made sense narratively.
Hmm.
You know, if the anglerbush grabbed you... That it would make sense that it wouldn't, you know.
You cannot escape from the anglerbush.
Get the jump
bush.
On you and then miss.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it depends on how you define a miss.
Yeah.
I mean, if a miss is just, it doesn't hurt you.
Yeah, that's true. Evang says, why does the tattered scrap of paper only work in the first item slot with funk slinging a la the dictionary? The dictionary sort of makes sense, but,
Because it's the same thing as a ball.
Same thing with the ball, yeah. I mean, what would you do with the second one if the first one worked?
Eat it.
Yeah, and I mean, since it's something that's letting you end combat, I would assume you wouldn't want to waste an item in the first slot.
Well, since it doesn't always work, if you doubled them up, it would guarantee you more.
No, it wouldn't guarantee it.
Well, I mean...
It would help.
It would vastly increase your chance.
Alan C. says, nobody ever figures out that the little drawing of a Polaroid is clickable. Maybe make picture in this player has a picture clickable too. I do not understand why nobody ever figures out that that is clickable.
I wonder, I mean, do people not understand the whole, like, hover over thing where things change into a different pointer when you can click on them? Because I'm constantly moving my mouse and... seeing, oh, I can click on this, and then I click on it.
That was sort of the reason why I changed all the item.
Yeah, and that totally made sense as a change. It's probably just one of those things. Alan C. says, seriously, Phi-4 had to tell me that the Polaroid is clickable. Every time I mention it in chat, everyone is astounded because they didn't figure it out either. It's like
weird.
That, you know how nobody ever found the goddamn manager custom outfits link? So many people said, hey, you should give us a link to manage your custom outfits on
the
page.
Yeah, and
it was there from the very beginning, but nobody ever saw it.
Things that were just like...
Yeah, but turning it from a link into a button made it so everyone could see it.
It's still a link for me.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Maybe moving it above something else made it... I know that I made some change that shouldn't have made any difference, but totally did.
Yeah.
We could, go back to 1989 era internet and put a blue border around it.
I think that I might have figured out why people didn't see that link, because it was a link at the bottom of a window. And I think links at the bottom of windows tend to be go back to whatever, and people just learn to block them out.
Hmm.
They don't, because they don't need to read them. They don't need to see what that link is. And so maybe that's why they didn't see that. But, I mean, maybe that Polaroid is a different size than pictures they're used to being able to click on.
We could change it to the photo of a dead guy's girlfriend.
Huh.
Maybe you have a point, because it is more approximately the size of the trophies, which are not clickable.
That's very true.
Yeah, you know what? Change it to the picture of a dead guy's girlfriend and see if it makes any difference. Because then it'll kind of look like an item.
Yeah.
You know?
People that, that maybe they're
if there are any people that haven't figured out that you can click on item pictures to get the item description.
I don't know.
Do you think there's any people who play who just have never seen item descriptions?
It's in the tutorial now.
Oh, does the tutorial tell you?
Okay. Yeah. When the thing gives you the thing, it's like, click on it to see the description. You'll be glad you did.
But that
wasn't
there
exciting.
For
no, that wasn't there for a long time. Also, in NPC stores, there is the click the item picture to see a description.
Right.
In there. So, they'll... Theoretically, everyone who's ever played the game has seen that, because you have to go...
Every other person playing the game.
Of course, theoretically, every person who has played the game through the tutorial knows where the fucking rims are. But that's...
That's, yeah.
Neo Vangelist says, you should be able to cook a dictionary with a sleaze wad to make an urban dictionary that gives you fuck the clit as a combat skill.
Going back to that community, the player picture thing, yeah. I'm going to make the word picture a link to the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's what this guy suggested in the thing, and I don't see any reason not to do that. It's just, it's weird that it doesn't, that everybody just misses it. Benji Cord says, out of everyone on the asymmetric crew, who's the tallest and the shortest? Count the cats, too, if you want. I guess
the cats.
Zeno, you're what, like 6'4"?
I am.
6'4". All right, so Zeno's the tallest. I'm
6 foot.
I'm 6'2". Kevin's 6'0". I think the pretentious artist is 6'0". Scully's 6'0".
I'm 5'5".
Riff is the shortest. You're shorter than Zly, huh?
Slightly, yeah, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Shorty, short.
Yeah, so there's your answer. Fusilla Man's somewhere in the middle. I've never actually seen him. That whole his picture thing. Yeah, he's always hiding behind something.
Okay, I've made that change. It actually looks kind of cool.
Does it?
Yeah, I like the way it looks.
Good.
Now, everybody has long hair though in the picture.
Well, I mean, if everybody else is like me, they're only looking at the females anyway.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I'm assuming that everybody else is like me. Let's see. I'm gonna say that it's time for our break, and
that sounds good to me. Yeah.
Sorry. You know, I haven't watched Homestar Runner in like a month again.
I went back and watched.
Did you miss the big? You missed the big Lappy plot.
Oh, I must have.
Yeah.
Did Lappy make a?
Did Lappy explode or something?
Lappy got kidnapped.
Oh no! Well, how can you?
Was he using the cheats?
Emails
to check email.
It would spoil it.
It would spoil it.
Go watch it.
Wow.
All right, so we're gonna play a whole bunch of short Smith songs in a row and in the order in which they appear on the album. So here's London, Panic, Girl Afraid, Shakespeare's Sister, and William It Was Really Nothing. That puts us about 11 minutes.
Sounds good to me.
The Smiths record a lot of really short songs. All right, we'll see you in a while, everybody.
I'm just playing an unplugged version of Wild Thing on this ukulele here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, Animal wanted to play the drums on this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Yeah. town. This town has tracked you down. All the rain falls hard on a humdrum town. This town has tracked you down. And everybody's got to live their life, and God knows I've got to live mine. God knows I've got to live mine. William, it was really nothing. William, it was really nothing. It was your
Sorry, wasn't quite ready for that. And sorry about that Muppets horse shit that happened in the middle of this. This wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't also Mr. Skullhead's music collection. Mm-hmm. You know, I could randomly play a song out of my music directory, and it would probably be fine, but damn.
Damn, Gina.
He listens to the Muppets?
Yeah.
Huh.
The Muppets.
Was it even a good? Was it like Menomina or something cool?
No, I think it was. What's the name of the band on the Muppet Show?
Dr. Teeth and something something.
Well, there's the
Electric Mayhem.
Yeah, yeah, that's
Electric
it.
Mayhem. It was their cover of Wild Thing, which, you know, not bad, but still not appropriate for this audience. Actually, it probably totally is appropriate for this audience. That's a sad thing. There are probably more people playing KOL that like the kind of crap Mr. Skullhead likes than that like the kind of crap that
crap
I like.
Like.
Yeah. I'm guessing that there are probably more Rocky Horror Picture Show fans than Rocky Horror Picture Show haters. Playing this game. What does Nightmare say? Not going to read that out loud. Kitty Wake says, does Immaculate Seasoning pick hot over cold against a non-elemental monster if hot will do more damage because of enchantlers? If not, why not? Wow. No, but, I wonder if it should, not just because of enchantlers, but, I mean, I wonder if...
It should just calculate damage?
Yeah, because it knows. I mean, it knows at that point, based on your player object, what spells you'll have the best bonus with. So maybe it should pick that. The way that those work is kind of wanky. Hogulus says, yeah, this is something, an idea that we had that I would very much like to do, but that everybody else kind of talked me out of. He says, I'd like to see a dodecapede volleyball of the type that's only possible now that familiar kills and experience have been separated. What I mean is, at zero XP earned that run, it'll act like a full-weight volleyball and nothing else. Then as it gains XP, it gets less effective at being a volleyball, but gains increasingly good attack or de-leveling or whatever function. Until eventually, at 400 XP, it'll act like a non-sucky combat familiar, but won't grant any extra experience at all. At 10 pounds or so, it'll act like a half-weight volleyball and a half-weight combat familiar.
I think we could do that as a regular familiar. You know what I mean? Somewhere in the game. The problem was that it just didn't make any sense as a...
Yeah, I would have to agree that that would be...
It was almost what we did for the item of the month.
Yeah, but I mean, you could say that the dodecapede didn't make any sense as a Mr. Store familiar.
No, so here's the thing. On the assumption that everybody's going to take through a volleyball-style familiar, it just doesn't make any sense to have... a familiar that you can then pull out that's a full weight volleyball, because they already have that, right? What would be really, really valuable would be a full weight sombrero, but that might be too powerful.
Because they could use it later in the run.
Yeah,
I mean, my impression was that, you know, yeah, for the most part you would still be using the bitten or whatever. But what I wanted to do with it was that it be at 0 pounds. It's like a 30-pound volleyball and a 0-pound. Or not even that, a 30-pound volleyball and like a 10-pound balloon monkey or starfish,
right.
So that it would be useful because you could spend around starfishing or whatever without sacrificing the volleyball. So that,
yeah,
I mean,
but then you're effectively encouraging.
You're not only encouraging. Yeah, the thing is, I don't mind the stasis. I don't know, man.
We haven't done anything about it. It's clearly something we're sort of.
The reason that I don't mind starfishing, and maybe this is I am actually countering this. The reason that I don't mind the starfishing is because you are sacrificing the stats from that round to get MP instead, and so maybe that minor sacrifice is what this Mr. Store item would do. Although I don't know that a 10-pound starfish would be worth it to try and squeeze the MP out of.
Is it a 10-pound starfish, or when you add empathy and whatever, is it a 30-pound starfish?
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You know, this is such a big Mr. Store month that maybe we could just try it next month, and if nobody likes it, nobody buys it, you know? I mean, we're not...
Well, but, I mean, if somebody wants a reverse weight volleyball, we could just have it be a regular familiar somewhere.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because that would be something that would be an option for somebody.
Yeah.
Volleyball plus mysterious hand mirror.
Plus mysterious what?
Hand mirror. To reverse the volleyball.
I don't know.
It puts a goatee on it. There you go. Volleyball plus goat beard.
an evil volleyball.
Evil volleyball from the alternate dimension.
Yeah. Of course, it would also be a giant.
Tom93 says, an idea for a hilarious object. Nice watch. It's like the imitation nice watch, but runs on time. So it gives you zero adventures at rollover.
Excellent.
LSK Alt says, I love how in KOL nothing is so sacred it can't be changed. Not even clovers. Yeah.
Clovers were sacred?
Oatgan says, Would you rather be subjected to a week straight of Rage Against the Machine a cappella, or a week stranded on an island with Gene Ray, Pat Robertson, and Ann Coulter?
Wow. I'd have to go with the first one.
What's wrong with Gene Ray?
Do you get to fuck Ann Coulter up the ass?
Probably.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the second one. Yeah. There was some phrase in the second one that it brought tears to my eyes. It was might have been like gaping chocolate faucet or something.
Yeah.
Like it was some noun phrase used to describe Ann Coulter's asshole that was just beautiful. Psycho says, "Hey Jick and Co, can you finish this analogy? You are to bread as blue is to..."
True.
What?
What is blue? I don't know.
I just picked the first word that came
What would blue head. Give to somebody and say, eat of this, for it is my body? And also, if it was Jesus.
LSD.
It wouldn't really, because it's hyper-intelligent and therefore agnostic.
Not all blue is hyper-intelligent.
Yeah, just one particular shade.
Just that particular shade, yeah.
Vicky says, when the leaderboards are archived before NS13, will the leaderboards in the museum be the same size as the current ones, or will they be larger, perhaps? I was thinking about that. I kind of feel like they should be larger and that they should no longer include the 60-day roll.
Just do an all-time, right?
Yeah, make them all maybe twice as big and have them all be in kind of a collapsible thing, you know? I really ought to have Xenophobe take a look at the museum, because so much of that is just awful now, and it could probably... It's so much of it is just, like, random hard-coded results equals and then, like, a dump of the HTML for the old leaderboard. and
that's
a lot
not,
of that,
that's not terrible. I mean,
yeah, it's hard to edit, and we got to do something with the leaderboards, you know. So just dumping them to a text file or something.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with having it be a text file, though, right? That's
well, having it be a text file is really it's rough on disk.io for the web server.
Really?
Yeah.
How often do people look at it, though?
Well, not particularly often necessarily, but it's, I don't know.
Well, I mean, what would be your option if it's not a flat text file?
Having it in the script, which is being executed anyway, pulling it out of the database.
How is that less intensive to...
You wouldn't think so, but seriously, it's...
Really?
Yeah. Disk.io, I mean, the thing is, the web servers are not great pieces of hardware.
Right.
And they're never going to be. So it's actually less expensive to get data out of the database than it is to, like, be hitting. Because, I mean, the first, like, just sort of quantum leap in capacity came right after the Something Awful invasion, when it was like, we still had one web server, one database server, and once there were, like, 250 or 300 people playing simultaneously, it just slowed to an absolute crawl.
Right.
And I fixed it by removing the include files that all the functions were contained in, right? Like, there were these files that just got loaded off the disk before we wrote the build script.
Right.
But actually, I fixed the capacity just by doing that with the chat, because that was the one that got called more often than anything else, right? So, like, I remember I was sitting in Seattle. I told you guys this story the other day of the time that I almost stole a school bus.
Yeah.
You would have thought that at 28 or 29 or however old I was at that time, that I would have known better than to try and steal a school bus, but it was just right fucking there.
Oh, God.
Did I ever tell you, Riff, this story? I don't know if I ever told it on the radio either, but me and Doc Galactic, we were out having some drinks, and this bar in Tacoma that maybe some of the listeners have been to, it's shaped like a teacup, or a teapot, rather. It's a bar shaped like a teapot on the front. And it's right next to some school district's, like, bus yard thing, and it was the place for all the broken down buses, because they were in, like, various stages of repair. And we went into one just to kind of fuck around, because the gates were wide open. So we walked in there, and turns out that what was wrong with this bus was that you could start it without the key. So we're like, oh, all right. So we're sitting in a school bus, nobody around. We started it, like, all right, let's just sit here for 5 or 10 minutes and see if anybody notices, you know, that it's running. Nobody did. So we're like, you know what? You know, Doc Galactic didn't care about his car very much, so we were all we were going to do was we were going to drive the bus home, park it a couple blocks from his house, and walk home, and, you know, just, like, take a cab back to get his car the next day or whatever, right? But we couldn't figure out how to defrost the windows.
Aww.
So, no, it sucked, dude, because it was like winter time.
That would have been totally awesome.
No, I know. It made me so angry it was fucking like a 16th of an inch thick layer of frost was the only thing that stood between us and Grand Theft School Bus that we would have totally gotten away with. Although, it might be harder to drive a school bus than a regular car.
Oh, you think?
Oh, it might be, yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
Especially when you're completely drunk. So, and there was a lot of freeway in between where we were and his house, so might not have made it. But then again, who's going to pull over a school bus? If the cop...
At night?
If the cop... if the cop tried to get around us on the left side, I would put out the sign, and he would have to stop, or else he'd be breaking the law. And assuming that I could figure out how to work the sign, but... there were two of us. Come on. Okay. Two smart, drunk guys have got to be able to come up with the mental capacity of the average high school bus driver.
You guys couldn't defrost the windows.
None of the switches were labeled, and it was totally dark inside there. It was like the fucking spaceship in the restaurant at the end of the universe. It was like just all these goddamn knobs that were labeled in black on black, and they couldn't figure out how to turn the lights on. I think we got the headlights turned on, but we just, yeah. You know, who knows if buses even have defrosters? Maybe they rely on somebody getting out there with they know they got cheap labor. And you can't tell me that almost every person driving a school bus isn't drunk.
My school bus driver in high school was always hopped up on a double dose of Prozac.
Nice.
They would just be like, there, go.
Yeah. Anyway, while I was up there, like, the next day when I woke up and I was thinking, damn it, wish I had stolen a school bus. Oh, I should fix the chat. then I removed those include files from the chat, and that just dramatically increased our capacity. And hooray, because yay, that was the beginning of a new era.
Dun, dun.
Good old Something Awful. That was fun to go into the Something Awful forums, the game forum, and see just like a 40-page thread about us in the first page of threads. Hogula said, it'd be funny if the haunted bedroom had an ultra-rare monster that was a bed. Or maybe a bed that had nailed itself to a nightstand so it could stay there.
That would be a really small bed.
Hogula says, have any of you ever played Day of the Tentacle? I played a little bit of it.
No.
That was
it's like
one.
A Maniac Mansion sequel.
Yeah, it was a really good one. I played that on Scum VM not too long ago, actually.
I should do it. I tried to play it, I remember, at one point in the early days of Scum VM, but it wasn't 100%. Pardon me. Oh, God, that was disgusting. You ever have that thing where you burp and, like, you throw up in your mouth a little bit?
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, that just happened to me. Did you say a verp?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Only thing better than that is hearing about it when it happens to somebody else.
Yeah, thanks.
Right, yeah, I think it wasn't fully emulated, so
your burp wasn't fully
I was
emulated?
Missing, like, the cutscenes were missing or something, so it was, like, it was impossible for me.
When I played recently, it was all complete.
Good,
so.
Good. Is it on that,
I believe it
in
is.
In that big
I
box of LucasArts games that you bought at the store and loaned to me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll check that when I get home. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, why is Jick afraid of the number 13 and its influence in code? My sometimes latent, sometimes not quite so latent OCD sometimes manifests itself as superstition. I'm not actually superstitious about the number 13. I just think that the idea of 13 as unlucky is cool, mm-hmm. and so I like cool superstitions.
That's kind of how I am about yellow cigarette lighters.
Yeah. You know, I don't
think
you actually believe. It's specific to Riff, actually.
Yeah, well, specific to like, crew. Yeah, my crew from my hometown, yeah.
I never heard this story.
Because, well, they were, like, in the punk kids group, there were, like, three or four guys that either got arrested for some reason or were in car accidents while they were having yellow cigarette lighters on their person.
Huh.
So just the concept of yellow cigarette lighters being bad luck kind of snowballed.
I see.
Strong Bad Fan EX suggests that the potato pistol give you a message when you fumble, saying that you shoot yourself in the foot. Did I ever tell you guys the story about the kid that I grew up? He was actually like the son of a friend of my dad's. But at one point after I moved out here, he'd gone hunting with his dad and he shot himself in the foot.
Huh.
And he had to fill out, like, an incident report for some reason with the police, and his statement was he shot at the ground and missed.
Wow.
Yeah.
If only he'd thrown himself at the ground and missed.
Yeah, that kid had a Spelunker for the NES. I'd go over there and play Spelunker every once in a while.
Spelunker. I don't think I remember.
It was hard. Strong Bath NEX says, I believe that the Clover's enhancement rules. Screw the naysayers. Yeah. let's see. Nigel says, was the change to the way the Hermit deals out Clovers a response to criticism of the Gallery Clover adventure or something you had planned before that? Well, I wanted to remove Clovers from the Hermit entirely when we added all the extra Clover adventures in and create a couple new avenues for getting clovers. The reason that there were no clover days for 5 or 6 days after those new adventures went in is because I was like, all right, just as an experiment, I'm going to take them out of the Hermit and see. And then I, you know, let it back in after everybody was like, no, you can't do that. There'll be carnage. Nazis riding dinosaurs.
That would be pretty scary.
Shit. What? New season of Drawn Together started either today or tomorrow.
Oh.
And I probably forgot to record it. It's next Wednesday? It was this Wednesday? Huh. I could have sworn that yesterday I saw a commercial for it and that it was not for that day. The internet?
Yeah.
My wife is making fun of me and saying, you know who would know? The internet. Because every time she asks me a question I don't know the answer to, I tell her that. You know who would know? The internet. Drawn Together is a good show.
I only saw one episode, but it was funny.
Too bad that my DVR is completely full of some fucking anime that the pretentious artist decided to tape every episode of, and that suddenly was some marathon 12 times a day. There's also like 16 hours of Quantum Leap on my DVR. Theoretically, what's that?
Which anime?
Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex.
I've got those on disc, but I haven't watched them yet.
Oh, well. Maybe I can erase them from my DVR, and then if the pretentious artist ever wants to watch them, he can borrow them from
me. I can't guarantee the copies I have are any good.
Oh, really? Because you didn't actually buy them?
Well, I haven't watched them. You're a filthy bitch torrenter.
I'm a filthy Usenetter. I love this thing.
Enter the Wumpus asks if any of us ever played Grim Fandango.
No, because they never made a Mac version, the dicks.
Huh. He says, it's an old 3D adventure game, the last one LucasArts developed before it became a pig fucker. Hey, that came out while I was in college. You can't say it's an old adventure game. Asshole.
It was the same guy that did Psychonauts, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I did not know that. I liked it, but it was just fucking hard. Like, I'm terrible at adventure games. And I think that was kind of in the days before easily accessible walkthroughs. O'Grady says, are you going to check for donations before rollover so us latecomers will be able to get certain Mr. Store fams before they go? If you donated today and it didn't get processed automatically and you tell Zly about it, she will probably, she will be able to credit them and then tell me to expect, like a trade offer from you to whatever thing to get it. Yeah, so here's what I'm saying. If you donated today and didn't get your Mr. A's, and an hour from now when we put the new familiars in the store, what do you think, Hot Stuff? We're going to be ready after the show?
I cannot explain to you how complicated this particular animation is.
Really?
Yeah, to make it look interesting. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
They're paying for quality here.
You think another hour?
I don't know.
You don't know another hour?
I don't know.
Speaking of which, Naughty Sorcerer's Form 2.
Eyelashes?
No.
Remember that, how that's been on the to-do list since the to-do list existed?
Wait, what was? What?
Naughty Sorcerer's Form 2.
Yeah, redoing
the animation for that.
What's wrong
Everybody
with that?
Everybody else is fine with it.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't think that the animation is satisfying. He wants it to be, what did you say, more...
Less jumping jacks, more scary.
Yeah.
I guess I could
say. To have the tentacles twitching independently of one another rather than in a simple cycle.
You wouldn't know that, like, 3 hours before we were rolling out the the thing I was...
Yeah. That was man, that was fun.
Deadlines.
That was a fun period of time.
That was a very crazy, crazy night. Everybody was like, "The sorceress is too hard," and I was like, "I'm gonna test all this stuff that you guys were supposed to be doing instead of whining about the sorceress." The day that we rolled out Ascension.
Oh right, yeah. The team got all hung up because they couldn't actually beat it.
I regret nothing.
Strong Bad Fan EX says, I was listening to an old radio show on my iPod, and you mentioned that you had $240 worth of pudding. Is it just me, or was that some sort of oblique reference? It was an oblique reference to
the state.
It's actually an entirely non-oblique. Yeah, what's the opposite of
pretty
oblique?
Blatant,
it's just a very
think.
Direct acute. Reference to the state.
Although, no, that's obtuse. Oblique and...
Well, I thought oblique meant, like... Like, you could throw a ball and it could hit something obliquely if it was kind of a glancing
How
blow.
Noblesse oblique.
Noblesse oblique. Noblesse a dub dub a flub oblige.
That reminds me of that, like, those kids in, like, grade school would be able to, like, shoot spit out of the corner of their mouth. They call it gleeking.
Yeah, gleeking.
I don't know. It's just, ugh.
What's wrong with that?
It's disgusting.
Well, fine.
Max Vance says, you can no longer buff Mr. Skullhead because your buff slides right off the skull. What if Scully's wearing a hat at the time? He's never wearing a hat. Strong Bad Fanny X has a question that I would echo to Hot Stuff. Naga shirt! Where?
I was thinking of rolling it out tomorrow with the new Mr. Skullhead.
Okay. Well, that reminds me, if we can get, like, paper and ink, I can start.
Yeah. You and I will go on a little road trip tomorrow.
Okay.
Awesome. I'll bring the cooler and we'll make a mixtape for it.
Sweet.
Yeah. It would take twice as long to make a mixtape as it would for us to actually go to all the places there, we need to go to get all this.
To make an actual mixtape.
If it was a good mixtape.
Yeah. Okay, that's good, though. It turns out that it's going to be much, much cheaper to get these
the keys.
To buy the keys outside of the sets is just going to be retarded cheap. It's gonna,
well, because instead of being, like,
yeah, instead of costing like $1,700, it's probably going to be like less than $1,000.
Well, because it was like we were buying them 11 in a pack and then throwing away two of them. So, well, not throwing them away. I've still got them in a box, but God knows what we're going
to
do
with
them.
If we
count them, then we don't have to order that many of that kind. We can order them individually now.
Okay.
So yeah, you should actually do that.
Have you already made the order?
I have not. I just heard back from her today with the we can actually do these in specific quantities for specific keys.
Sweet.
And she gave me individual prices for each key.
Sweet.
And each one. So and
all right.
Yeah.
I'll count them after the show.
And they're still, even after doing all this work for us, they're still giving us a bulk discount.
Wow, they're awesome.
They really are.
They probably get them for half what you guys are paying.
No, yeah, they probably do, but. Tepioterer says, would you say that dill is delicious? I actually just said that a couple of days ago, and now I'll say it again. Hey, Riff, you know how I feel about dill?
How do you feel about dill?
I feel that it is delicious.
I really have no particular opinion about dill, but I loves me the fuck out of some black pepper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, black pepper is quite possibly the shit.
I don't actually...
If you've got, like, an adjustable pepper grinder, so you can just kind of crack it instead of
powderizing
it.
Yeah, I used a pepper grinder and I had a third of a peppercorn sitting on my sandwich.
Wow.
It's awesome.
If you put the sandwich on a pizza, it would be like a pizza with an entire sandwich with a third of a peppercorn.
That's great.
In a room, in a house, in Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
Wrapped in an enigma.
I always thought...
Wrapped in an amoeba.
I always thought that we should be able to make a burrito out of the Mr. Exploiters that could be like the mystery burrito. We get enigma tortillas to get a mystery wrapped
the
in
mystery
an enigma.
Wrapped in an enigma.
That's what we need, actually. We should definitely do the Mr. Exploiter taco.
Wow. So
that you can eat it, it'd give you like one turn.
Yeah. One turn and like minus 100 of every stat.
Yeah.
But then that would become your favorite food. No matter.
God damn it. GoDaddy sold my email address to some bastards.
You gave me a real email address?
See, I fucking told you. You know who never sells your email address is Network Solutions.
I guess it's
that's
worth
probably,
but you know,
totally
you know what they do
true.
Do is they sign you up for magazine subscription.
That's not that. It's some fucking guy, and his name is Zabud Johnson, and he thinks that his email address is my email address, and he keeps signing up for shit. And it's all, like, I will get stuff that is obviously by request. It's like password reset emails from random places, and, like, stuff that's like, you know, I don't think that the, you know, Greater Chicago Area Health Volunteer Organization is just spamming people who live in Phoenix. I think that they honestly think that I signed up for their shit, because how could this fucking guy, like, is there somebody just sitting there like, I don't understand why I never get any of my email that I request? Like,
oh my God.
Motherfucker. Like, how?
I bet it's that guy who, like, plays golf that has the same name as you.
Oh yeah, yeah. It could be Zach Johnson, the golfer. Although he whoever it is has been a big fan of AdultFriendFinder.com.
Oh.
So yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
You fight like a dairy farmer.
How appropriate. You fight like a cow.
Robbie Analog says, I've heard you talk about an idea for a rare item that would return a familiar back to its larval state. Would you please discuss the pros and cons of this idea?
The pros, it pisses off every single dev team member that we have. Everyone.
Cons, it pisses off every single dev. Yeah, that was... We discussed the possibility of that as an ultra rare. Something.
Which issue is this? What's
the question? Familiar larvalizer.
Oh, right.
And
right.
Every single person was like, do not fucking do this. It will piss so many people off.
Yeah. And there is a forum thread about it of just when people caught wind that we were thinking of it. And yeah, a lot of people were plenty pissed.
Yeah.
Even as an ultra rare, it's just
yeah.
Completely blew my mind.
Gorblack says, can I get permission to use my interpretation of the gift shop guy as a character in a book I'm planning on writing? I'll give you proper credit in the acknowledgement section if it gets published. Sure. Ipecac the Nauseated says, most plastics melt at around 250 degrees.
Oh.
That is 40 degrees less than 212, or thereabout.
Istanbul says, what path do you take to work and back? What is your home address? What are some of your greatest fears?
Wow.
So my greatest fears are people asking me what my greatest fears are. So
my greatest fears are $100 bills.
And hand jobs from beautiful women.
The path from where he lives to his desk is through the hallway.
Numerick says, you gain one turn every 15 minutes in Nexus War, so that's 50 turns about twice a day. Also, if you become evil, you get experience for removing places from the power grid. Aha. Sky Piglet says, Nexus War is pretty cool, but it takes a few weeks before the game gets interesting. I mean, as long as I can not keep just losing shit. If you don't lose experience from dying, then I'm fine with continuing to play, because respawning only takes one turn at level one, you know, so, like, whatever. Like, I will keep playing, slowly getting experience until I give it a chance, because I would like to understand it. I would like to play it and enjoy it. Slendon says, you can hear the street crossing noise at ASU inside the dorm rooms. That must be great at night.
No shit.
If I were blind, I would never go outside during the day. Because what difference does it make?
Yeah, really.
And like,
take advantage
of dangerous. Yeah. Like
that's your natural ability, is to be able to see in the dark. Well, to be not to see in the dark, but to maneuver in the dark when no one else can. Yeah. You know, that's like the blind ninjas or whatever, turning all the lights off so that the samurai can't get them and they can fuck them up.
Really, the samurai.
I have no idea what I just said.
they would turn the lights off. In the samurai apartment building where they all lived.
Exactly.
No, they live in a condo.
Samurai
condominiums.
Redundant Swami says, do you guys ever like to blow up balloons and draw little faces on them with a Sharpie and then make them have all-out ninja battles?
How appropriate. we do love doing that every day. And by that, I mean, no, weirdo.
Istanbul says, the new hilarious item needs to be a sword with 250 power and intrinsic teleportitis.
That's a great idea.
Well, not if we...
It would become the new de facto sword for PvP.
Yeah, for PvP, but... Although, no, the weapons aren't actually included in any of that.
Oh, right, a fashion cell, right.
Riki Kiki Taco says, I was just curious, why isn't there a section for bones in Auto Cell? Probably because I have not had Xeno actually do that yet. It doesn't use the same code as the inventory.
I don't know. 5-4 says, 2 hours after I submit a custom avatar form based on the Polaroid image, you can remove it. Grr!
we can still, we'll still. We
sorry, can, it's we'll, no longer in game art.
Yep, sorry, game art.
Dun, dun, dun.
He says, thinking about the player picks links, would it be more sensible to remove the 20k version of picks and just link straight to the 50k version in the gallery and have the whole thing, picture and words, go there?
Say, if you give me, if that's what you want to do with your bandwidth, man, that's
yeah,
really cool.
No, I mean, the reason that the other one was there was because of bandwidth limitations that they had on the old site. I've always kind of thought that the compressed versions looked pretty crappy.
Yeah, I would be totally for the,
yeah, I mean, if it's sustainable, if you can afford it, then sure, that would be fantastic.
Just K-mail me with the link that you would like me to replace that with, because I have no idea how your site works.
Blathersby says, I hate Rocky Horror Picture Show and love the Muppets.
The Muppets hate you, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show also hates you.
I used to be a big old Rocky fan, but I think I got it out of my system.
Like a virus?
Yeah. I'm still a big Richard O'Brien fan, though.
That's perfect hot stuff.
All right, check these out.
I'm looking at the others. Oh, it's so cute.
Adorable.
People are really going to be mad that this doesn't look like this.
Check the other one. Check the other one.
Adult.
They'll get over it.
I think it's kind of doing a country western dance.
It's that you can make it do the Ninja Pirate Zombie Robot dance.
You should add the images to the items so that way I can see them.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, no, I think I can give approval on all of those.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe the round one, the larval form, should not shake quite as much. Maybe it should sit there for a while and then shake back and forth a couple times.
That's doable.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the new Mr. Store familiars is the round one. It rolls like a Katamari, but fails to pick up anything, so it's basically useless.
Nova Knight 21 says, one of my bus drivers from high school kept crashing into parked cars.
That's really funny. One time when I was on a bus, we went over a huge bump, and I almost threw out my back. It was a lot of fun.
One time I was on a city bus that got hit by an SUV, and it just kind of made a clean spot on the bus. Like, I heard it, but it didn't even move the bus. And I was like, did somebody just hit the bus? And the bus driver was like, yep. And I look back, and this SUV is just crushed.
Awesome.
Like, the whole front of it's just gone. And I felt bad for the guy, because we had to stop and, like, wait for another bus and the police to show up. And the guy got out of the SUV, and somebody had hit. He was stopped at a stop sign, and somebody rear-ended him and pushed him out into the bus.
Oh, that does suck.
Yeah, like...
See, if it was just like a normal person with an SUV that just hit it, the bus, like, of its own power, that would have been cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it would have been, you know...
Especially if it was on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vicky says, over at Something Awful, we're now on our eighth thread for discussing KOL, probably around 10,000 or 12,000 posts at this point. We love you.
Yay.
Tim Schaefer is his name, says Blathersby. If you want Grim Fandango for a Mac, and then he links to the Scum VM for Macs.
But Scum VM doesn't run Grim Fandango. Yet.
Uh-huh.
At least it didn't last time I looked. I suppose I can look again.
Oh, let's see. Ratatouille says, how come there are 5 ranged weapons that add to melee damage? We haven't gone through and separated ranged damage and melee damage yet.
Yeah.
Everywhere. But we will eventually do so.
Do so. So do. So, do so.
Let's see. Blockwabats links to a comic and says, I'm in Ur Radio Bugbear, linking all Ur comics.
This desert is broken again.
And it's a picture of a train going through some mountains, and it says, I'm in your mountains, transporting your passengers.
I'm in your mountains transporting all your passengers.
It should say transporting all your passengers.
All-er.
Vlad Slipshot says, I loves me some Ghost in the Shell standalone complex. I bought them legally. Well, good.
Right. Wink, wink.
Hogula says, Tim Schaefer is also at least partly responsible for Day of the Tentacle. Math says, I had a bus driver who filled the diesel bus with regular gasoline.
Oh.
Man, when I was working at the Cadillac roadside assistance call center, this guy called, and he had somehow managed to put, like, a gallon of diesel into his regular Cadillac. And then he was like, then he panicked. So rather than having them come out there, he was like, well, I need to get out of the way of the gas pump. So he filled it the rest of the way up with gasoline and then drove home.
Oh, God.
So
what happened?
I don't know. I dispatched the Cadillac certified repair technician, and I told him what the guy had done, and he was like, ah, Jesus. Looks like we're probably just replacing that engine.
Huh.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I forget what they're called. Oh, the one for the spoon thing is spoon with some extra O's. I don't remember how many. So that. And then the name of the object with a J appended.
I guess right on the
There's
first
a
time.
Small bug with the item table. We can't have item images that are bigger than 10 characters.
That is true.
Until I change it right now.
That bug frustrated me for a long time the other day.
Yeah, because the spindler will let you put in stuff. That's right. I don't know why I decided.
I'm going to increase it to a shattering 16 characters.
That
should stave off the problem for at least another 3 years.
Until we run out of all possible combinations of letters.
That's going to be a really big item table.
26 to the 16th?
Something like that. Well, spaces and, exclamation marks.
And numbers. Do exclamation points... Can you have exclamation points in file names in Unix?
I don't know.
Remember that time that I ended up with that file in the root directory of KOL that was one file that was just a backslash,
and I'm like, dude,
and one that was a single quote,
and he couldn't figure out how to read.
Yeah, he just couldn't figure out how to delete them,
and he was like, dude, rm space backslash backslash.
Yeah,
I actually made another one of those files the other day.
I have no idea how that happened. I think it was a typo in Vim that created some file.
Occasionally, I'll fat finger. Hitting the enter key, and I'll hit the backslash and the enter key.
Nah.
Like, that happens to me all the time whenever I'm just, typing in the on the command line. And so, it starts another line for me, and I'm like, enter.
Semicolon, enter. Blathersby says, it's not ScumVM, it's Residual, their new product.
Yep, I just found that on the ScumVM wiki. It's apparently doesn't have full support yet, but I shall keep...
It has my full support.
I'll keep checking.
If there is a way for you to get the data file... I own Grim Fandango.
I believe the data file came with that big box of LucasArts games I bought.
Oh, I see. Wow, my arm is all kinds of fucked up from bowling. I bowled a 145 the other day. Which is the best I've ever bowled, and it's terrible. Yeah, the pretentious artist's fiance owned all over our asses.
Really?
I bowled 200.
190, I believe.
190? Well, shut up. I was exaggerating to make her look better, and you had to be all precision is key. That's what he's always saying. He's all precision is key, and we're no, man. Our code needs soul. And he's precision is key. That's just his mantra. Actually, it's more of a woman truck saying it like that. Moob says, diesel gas goes bang with compression and heat. Using diesel in a gasoline engine can damage the pistons. Yeah. I know that diesel engines don't have spark plugs. They have some kind of glow plug that initially starts it, and then just the compression from the other pistons compresses the diesel enough that it fires on the other side or something. So, yeah. We're running out of questions, but we're also running out of time. I'm going to see
are the familiars supposed to be capitalized?
Yeah.
Is what supposed to be capitalized?
Yeah, all the familiars are capitalized.
The familiars themselves in the spindler are capitalized. Usually the larval items are not.
I'm looking at my terrarium and every capitalized.
Yeah.
Huh. Never mind then.
That's always
I must be thinking of monsters. Monsters are usually capitalized.
All right. I believe all of the image work is done.
Okay. Kids, if you want to buy a attention deficit demon or a cymbal playing monkey, now is your last chance. Because as soon as I play a song, do the handoff, and get back into my office, they're gone.
I've already updated Mr. Store.
Oh, right, really?
They're gone.
No, but it's ready to push, yes. But it's not.
Okay. All right. You have 10 seconds, basically. Which for most of you,
we'll be eaten up by the lag between when we talk and then. All right.
Also, take off your pants.
All right, it's out there. Too late. Sorry.
Hooray!
Yay!
Happy anniversary, Mr. Store. Sarah says, your mom damaged my pistons last night.
Ho-ho!
And on that note, how about some more Smiths? What's a song by the Smiths that I like How about Shoplifters of the World Unite and Take Over? All right, guys, I'll see you Monday. The rest of these kids will see you Thursday.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Except for Hot Stuff, because he's leaving.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like us at all.
You're leaving.
All right. Good night. Assemble away. Now, today, tomorrow, and always. I don't believe weakness is a list of crimes. My only weakness is, well, that's mine. For the rest of the world, unite and take over. Hand it over, hand it over, hand it over. The rings are lovely, and the sun goes away. Now, today, tomorrow, and always. My only weakness is a list of crimes. It looks like the plan for a future war was all I saw on Channel 4. Shop list of the world.